The August Vision at Monterey, Michigan. While the believers in Battle Creek were making a start in erecting a new meeting house, the members in Monterey had finished their house of prayer, and James and Ellen White were there Sabbath and Sunday, August 22nd and 23rd, for meetings with the church and believers from nearby towns. James White spoke twice on Sabbath and twice on Sunday to congregations that filled the building. In his report of the weekend meetings, he stated in characteristic fashion, "The Lord manifested himself powerfully both days." Ibid, September 3, 1857. Ellen White wrote of the experience in an article that took first place in Testimony No. 4, titled Young Sabbath Keepers. August 22, 1857, at the House of Prayer in Monterey, Michigan, I was shown that many have not yet heard the voice of Jesus, and the saving message has not taken hold of the soul and worked a reformation in the life. Many of the young have not the Spirit of Jesus. The love of God is not in their hearts, therefore all the natural besetments hold the victory instead of the Spirit of God and salvation. It was a startling message, portraying the needs of the young people in the church, comparing themselves among themselves and while doing this, neglecting the only perfect and true standard and pattern, Jesus, having largely lost sight of him. She repeated the words of the angel to her. If such should be ushered into the city of God, and told that all its rich beauty and glory was theirs to enjoy eternally, they would have no sense of how dearly that inheritance was purchased for them. They would never realize the matchless depths of a Savior's love. They have not drunk of the cup, nor been baptized with the baptism. Heaven would be marred if such should dwell there. Those only who have partaken of the sufferings of the Son of God, and have come up through great tribulation, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb, can enjoy the indescribable glory and unsurpassed beauty of heaven. The next 9 pages are filled with practical counsel to young Christians, with a very choice nugget in the heart of the article. It should be the study of every Christian to serve God from principle, and not be ruled by feeling. By so doing, faith will be brought into exercise, and will increase. I was shown that if the Christian lives a humble, self-sacrificing life, peace and joy in the Lord will be the result. But the greatest happiness experienced will be in doing others good, in making others happy. Such happiness will be lasting.